This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is U.S. Army Captain Jason Mazaros, a U.S. Army intelligence officer who spent 8 months in Afghanistan, and the result of his time there is the new book, Interrogation of Morals. We want to get his thoughts on the situation in Afghanistan as well as his thoughts as the administration moves towards closing the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, where obviously much interrogation continues. And Captain, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
A couple of weeks ago, we heard President Obama say in a major speech here in Washington that he intends to go forward and make good on his plan to close Guantanamo Bay's detention facility by January of next year. He said it again in his speech to the Muslim world on Thursday. What is your experience about the effectiveness of that facility?
I think it's a wonderful facility. I mean, they built a state-of-the-art prison there, maximum security. It's housing the worst of the worst terrorists in the world. We need to have some place to house them, and we need to house them, in my opinion, not on U.S. soil. I mean, I think we need to keep them separate from our legal system, our country. They're terrorists. They're not U.S. citizens. They're people that want to attack us, basically, and take away what we have.
Talk a little bit for our listeners about interrogations. We've heard over the many months and actually several years now how this issue has been politicized and how U.S. forces have gone over the line. Some call it torture. Others say, it's just effective interrogation techniques. Explain what your orders were and how you basically approached the different suspects that you were assigned to interrogate.
You know, I talk about that in Interrogation of Morals, that we actually... It's not systemic as it's been claimed to be, that, you know, abuses were systemic and everyone was doing it. The reality is 99.99% of Army intelligence and Navy intelligence and, you know, the armed forces and the CIA works within the legal parameters that are defined. You had very limited instances where the president authorized enhanced interrogation techniques to be used. It wasn't systemic. It wasn't used by everybody. I wasn't allowed to throw people up against the wall or waterboard people or, you know, do any of those enhanced or stick them in a box with bugs on them. I wasn't allowed to do any of that, and neither were any of my colleagues. And, you know, the reality is they take the extreme and you portray it as the norm, and that's not the case. The norm, and that's why I wrote the book, was to get the story out that it wasn't widespread. It was very limited, isolated cases where there was a perceived imminent threat of an attack, and we needed to get information very quickly. The secondary piece to that is I talk about when you're doing, you know, standard interrogations, the key component is to build trust and rapport with that prisoner. The minute you strike them, you cross a line, and you can't go back across that line. So we're trained to never cross that line and to never go into that area. Always maintain the high road, use the soft approaches, use questioning techniques that, you know, law enforcement uses every day. We use very similar techniques, and you get results that way. In scenarios where you need the information very quickly and very fast, they said, yes, there's an imminent threat and we could lose thousands of lives. Let's do something above and beyond the standard techniques.
We're talking with U.S. Army Captain Jason Mazaros. The book is Interrogation of Morals. And Jason, the book is very interesting in a number of ways. It also focuses on the capture of a very high-profile Taliban figure. Explain when you walk into a room and you have to size up a suspect, how quickly can you tell what's going to work on that suspect and what's not?
You know, the first time you go into the booth with them, if you know you've got the time, you're basically getting background on them. You're confirming a lot of what you already know about the person. You're building that trust and rapport with them. So you spend a lot of time getting to know them and talking with them. And then the next time you go in, you can have, if you've, you know, got the luxury of knowing you've got this guy and we can do, you know, repeated interrogations every day for weeks or months, you can build a very detailed questioning plan and methodology that will lead you down a path to get the answers and get the information out of him. Whereas you throw in the food and the incentive approaches, where if they're uncomfortable, they're hungry, you give them food, they're going to perceive you as a friend or as a somebody that they can trust, and therefore they're more willing to, and it takes time to build up that relationship with them. And a prime example of that is the FBI interrogator that sat with Saddam Hussein, you know, and spent 9 months building up that rapport and that trust with him before he started to reveal, you know, and talk about all the things that led up to the war, et cetera. So it's not about the quick and easy, let me just slap him like Jack Bauer and get the information. It's a much more in-depth approach than that.
About 60 seconds left here with Captain Jason Mazaros. And Captain, obviously the focal point of the war on terror, as far as the Obama administration is concerned, is Afghanistan going forward. Now, how critical will the intelligence gathering efforts be to making this operation ultimately successful?
It'll be very critical, and it's going to be very tough to, you know, infiltrate some of those tribal regions because they are so tight-knit. And, you know, that's the focus of their culture is, you know, the family and the tribe and the religion are their three main connections between people and the bonds that keep them together. And it's tough to get an insider, get somebody within those, you know, tight-knit circles to start revealing information about the rest of the circle. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a hard road, but it can be done. And I think we've proved that it can be done.
Well, Jason, we want to thank you very much for your service. And we also want to thank you for this book. It's a great insight into a subject we hear a lot about in the media, but very few who speak out in the media have actually been through it. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Captain Jason Mazaros, a U.S. Army intelligence officer. His book is Interrogation of Morals. This is Dateline Washington.